Monday and it's raining, and we are at Gillette Stadium after a Patriots loss. Reminds me of the plot of a classic Bill Murray film, Wiggy, Groundhog Day.
Oh,
it's like this every week. But
I hate that movie.
You know what? It was weird. I liked it, and then I didn't like it, and then I've sort of gone back to liking it.
I don't like movies or shows that show me the same scene over and over again with a little bit of a difference. I hate it. I think it's repetitive. It's not, and I understand all that's right. The whole point of the movie. Groundhog Day, not for me.
Yeah,
that's why Courtney hates draft talk.
Yes.
Careful, but Bill Murray's a living legend.
No, it's nothing against him.
But we are here, and it's a Patriots Monday, and it is, when it comes to Drake May, he's got his first game in the books as a starter in the NFL. And, I mean, there were some positives yesterday. A lot of negatives, but there were some positives yesterday.
This is our first moral victory Monday, in my opinion. It's a moral victory Monday for me, 100%. Because I saw Drake May out there, and there was mistakes. But absolutely got me excited for the future. Yeah. It's a moral victory Monday in my mind.
I look at it like this is kind of going to be my lead, but there's nothing that can get me down today because I'm relatively happy with what I saw in the sense of how he played. Like, my expectations of this football team winning games at the beginning of the season weren't very high.
Right.
So they're not, just because you put Drake May in isn't going to change my thought process on wins and losses. I just want to see if he could develop and he could not make the same mistakes at the beginning of the game that he was at the end of the game. And you could see him kind of do that a little bit. So that's the part that I look at like, all right, now you got another game next week against a crappy team. And let's see if you can continue to build off of what you did in your first start.
Well, he was 20 of 33 for 243 yards, 3 touchdowns. 2 interceptions and 1 fumble. I think Jacoby Brissett had 2 lone touchdowns in his 5 games as a New England Patriots starting quarterback. So that's good. They put up 21 points, which they've yet to do this season. And
they had an offense. Had an offense, and it was obviously, God, was it awful? The product. The people that run this organization should be ashamed of what they have around Drake May. It is absolute garbage. The offensive line is abysmal. They had a guy playing center who literally was signed 2 days ago off the Raiders practice squad. I don't know if you know this. The Raiders suck.
Yeah,
so you get their scrap heap.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, now this organization, in their last 30 games, they've won 7. They've lost 8 straight at Gillette Stadium, and Courtney is right to be optimistic because the toughest thing to find is a quarterback.
Yeah.
And if they started this guy in week one as Wiggy wanted, as Shime wanted, as I think Courtney wanted, as I wanted, they win 3 games right now. They beat the Dolphins. They beat the Seahawks. They are 3-3 heading to beat the god-awful Jacksonville Jaguars, and you actually have a football season despite all the issues on this roster. And I just saw they're showing Robert Kraft high-fiving after that beautiful throw. I mean, talk about it, from the heavens.
Dropping a dime.
That was fantastic.
I got the feels again for the first time. Like, I was like, holy cow, I was so shocked. I couldn't believe what I was watching. But that moment, and they show Kraft, and I'm like, wait, you mean the guy that's the reason why they're 1-5 is celebrating in the booth when he had every opportunity to improve this roster? But I love Drake May on the field, but I love him even more off of it. I thought this is a guy you can get behind. He's not going to blame everybody. He doesn't have the bitter Mac face. Like, I just, everything about Drake May yesterday, I felt good for the team, Shime, and the organization.
And that could be something he learned from Jacoby, because Jacoby was very similar in the way he approached games after losses and the media and fans and the way he took responsibility for things. So if he was going to learn anything from Jacoby by being on the sidelines, that could be one of them, of how to deal with criticism.
Yeah.
And when you think about turning it around, like, and I had said this before, this was one of my leads. It's not going to take that much time. Curtis just brought it up. If you had him start in week one and you're sitting here at 3-3 going to Jacksonville next, not Jacksonville, but playing Jacksonville next week in London, there's a realistic chance that based on the way the Jets are playing and what happened with Miami and kind of where the Bills are, you have a legitimate chance of basically competing for your division. So it's not going to take much. Do we expect them to kind of now all of a sudden turn it around? Probably not. But when you look at the offseason and you look at where they're going next year, if they get pieces around them, figuring out what they want to do, whether it's drafting a wide receiver that high again, because it seems like the Jaden Polk kid, I mean, whew.
He does not seem like he's able to catch the ball when, yes, when it's thrown to him.
Well, that's the number one job as a wide receiver.
It is, yes. So, just to be clear, you are suggesting, after seeing Drake May in one game as an NFL starter, that the New England Patriots would have won two other games so far this season, mm-hmm, and would be contending for the division. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I agree with Curtis. I think you beat Seattle and Miami.
I don't know if everybody's going to agree with you on that, but
Do you think they beat Miami with him?
I would assume if they're going to put up 21 points that they would end up winning those games, I guess. It's hard for me to look at one game, one guy yesterday, as bad as that O-line is and what he has around him, and go back and look at the season would be completely different at this point. But I certainly wish that he had been in there from jump, because he's got way more potential than Jacoby Brissett does, clearly.
There were games to start the season that it seemed like maybe they could take it back and get wins. So if you had Drake May in there with all of those terrible pieces around him and him growing week to week,
right,
I definitely think they'd have two more wins under their belt.
Because you saw yesterday the other element that he gives you, and you saw him do it in his first game as a starter. When the pocket broke down around him real quick, he said, you know what, I'm getting the hell out of here. And so he was able to utilize his athletic ability to make some plays. He made a couple plays on the run with his legs. He made some plays on the run throwing the football. So you would have looked at where he was. And the Miami game was last week. So that would have been, what, 4 weeks into him as a starter? Like, by the time he gets to Miami, so if Miami's there sitting without Tua and Drake May has started the first 4 weeks of the season or whatever it was and got all those reps in training camp, I mean, he would be light years ahead of what we saw yesterday. Like, that's the biggest thing you got to take away
from
this.
He made rookie mistakes yesterday.
Yeah.
And so, I'm really interested when Jerod Mayo gets in here, and he has, I assume, has watched film, whether or not the mistakes that he made were accuracy mistakes or were bad reads.
But you know, I would just throw out there, what we're comparing him to is not a great quarterback. Jacoby Brissett made mistakes. He's not a rookie. They're just mistakes. So, like, the sack, if they don't take that sack on the 21-yard line of the Seahawks in week two, they win that game. And I think that it's not even that close if Drake May is the starting quarterback.
Right.
And the Dolphins, if you just get a mediocre throw to Polk in the end zone, then he gets both feet down without the heel, whatever thing they had to do now to make it a catch. And those are two wins against teams that you should beat at home, and you're 3-3. I don't think it's like saying that, you know, I hate going back in history and rewriting it. I would just say for our purposes, we have a season.
Right.
Now we don't.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. And the glaring mistakes yesterday was the first interception where he completely airmailed it. Mm-hmm. The second interception, you can't really put on him. It's one of those plays where he throws the football, ball gets tipped up in the air, and then the defender happens to make a catch over Austin Hooper's back. The sack where he gets hit and it's a fumble, Yeah, you got to have better ball security. I get it. But those ain't like just him just making bad, dumb decisions. He had one play where I kind of was like, he jumped up and tried to throw it, where I go like, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Is that nerves, though?
I think part of it is nerves.
Yeah.
And you could see he was definitely nervous in the first half compared to the second half.
No, he impressed me when it came to, you know, scrambling and mm-hmm. throwing the football on the run. I mean, he threw the football, a complete broken play, and threw the football to Hunter Henry.
Yes.
And looked great doing it. So there's a lot of positives in Drake May and his debut yesterday, and we will talk about those all day long with you on this show, a Patriots Monday at Gillette Stadium, and we will be joined by Gerard Mayo here at 9 this morning. Maybe a little alarming that once again, post-game, Devon Godchow, who seems to be the guy who speaks up, said he felt like the defense yesterday was not playing with pride, which I think is, you know, maybe a little bit alarming if you're worried about what's going on from an internal point of view with the New England Patriots. But
I think it'd be bad if they were 1-5 and they were happy. Like, I feel like that, the, at least seeing that from a guy that's, you know, one of the key cogs to your defensive front, like, I don't think there's ever been a 1-5 team losing like this at home that's like, I think we're all doing the right thing.
Godchow going out there and saying that, though, after already having, saying guys are being selfish, stuff like that, it's not a good look for the team, I don't think. It's one thing to not be happy with where they are in the season. I agree with you there.
Uh-huh.
But to be talking about things going on behind closed doors where you seem upset with your teammates.
Well, I wonder what it is, because when I look at this team defensively, especially, we all had higher expectations for them. But they're so two-faced with us, because at one point in time, you think, like, oh, they look pretty good. And then the other time in the same game, you're like, damn, they look bad. So they kind of, like, tease us on the way that they make a great play, a great interception.
They give up 2-plus 50-yard runs.
It's weird with this defense.
There's been so many opportunities where the offense finally does something, whether it was the 49er game where they get it to within 10, I think it was. And it was like, okay, you know, get a stop here. Every time you say get a stop here, they get gashed. Like,
well, yeah, it happened yesterday when they scored the touchdown. You're going into the half, you're getting the ball back, and then you turn over and another score by the Texans. And
well, that's
you're
a
back,
short field. I don't really put that one back, on them. You know what I mean?
You're back out of that game, though.
Right. I get what you're saying, but those long runs that you kind of talked about, like that part of it, I get when you turn the ball over coming out of the second half. Defensively, you're like, all right, we're only down at the time. It was 14-7.
Which is shocking. I have never seen a game more lopsided than what's going on.
I know. It was unbelievable.
And you got it, and you need a stop there, but it's a short field. So, yeah, we expected better from them. That's the problem that I have is, like, I don't know. Like, I just, in the text message, kind of jokingly, I go, well, at least we got a top 10 defense. Oh, that was last year.
Yeah. No, right. They have been disappointing at times.
Yeah.
This is Bob in the car. Bob, good morning. What's going on?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Good show. I got just two quick comments. They faced an unbelievable defense yesterday. Drake did.
Yeah.
And if Jacoby was in there, there wouldn't have been any touchdowns. Maybe a field goal or two. It would have been a blowout.
Yeah.
Okay,
all
guys,
right.
Thank you.
All right. Bob, that's so true.
Bob is very positive.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on, like Bob, you got to call 617-779-7937. You can text with your comment on the Subaru of New England text line anytime between now and 10. The New England Patriots, for the first time since I was a mere 29 years old, are 1-5. It was 1995. I remember it like it was yesterday when they were 1-5. So
you look the same.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Courtney.
Were you on a big Nirvana kick?
1995, probably Pearl Jam, Nirvana. Yeah, probably maybe a little Soundgarden.
And you definitely had 100%. A starter jacket.
I didn't fit.
He's grunge.
It no longer fit.
Blue blockers?
Probably. All right, we will get to today's leads in about 10 minutes at 6:25. They said it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And we will definitely discuss C.J. Stroud's thoughts on how Drake May looked in his debut as an NFL starter. Boomer Esiason will join us at 8 this morning. We'll get to the news with Courtney at 8:20 and Gerard Mayo here at Gillette Stadium at 9 on a Patriots Monday. Speaking of Courtney, here she is right now with what is trending this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Patriots fall to the Texans 41-21. It was May Day. Drake completed 20 of 33 passes for 243 yards and 3 touchdowns. As Greg said, he did have 2 interceptions in this one. Gerard Mayo not thrilled with the Pats' run defense. He didn't mince words. Here's what he had to say after the loss.
Defensively, I would say just the fundamentals of just tackling and our run fits have to improve. They have to improve. And I told all those guys, I said, you should feel like crap today. You should feel like crap. You take away those two long runs. We had two runs over 50 yards. I mean, it's just not winning football.
Tonight we'll see the Bills and Jets in Monday Night Football, 8:15 kickoff. The Bruins get another win at home over the weekend, an overtime win on Saturday over the Kings. They have a matinee matchup with the Panthers today, 1 p.m. puck drop. We have our NLCS and ALCS matchups. NLCS has the Dodgers up one on the Mets, and over in the AL, the Guardians kick off their series against the Yankees in the Bronx tonight at 7:38.
I have a question for the room. If the Dodgers win three more games and they go to the World Series, does that finally get America talking about Shohei Ohtani and what happened, or is it just totally gone?
No,
I think you have a man serving his time,
right,
who took the hit, and I think that's the collective.
Yes.
The collective mind of America is on to other things, Curtis.
Okay.
It's whether or not he can win his first World Series,
okay.
Shohei. Like, arguably one of the greatest players in Major League Baseball history.
There we go.
Can he get the ring to go with it?
What are the odds of that?
Well, that's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather. A chilly morning this morning.
Oh, very brisk out there. Right now it feels like 49 in Boston, but it feels actually chillier than that when I was out. But that's what the weather report says. It's going to be 62 this afternoon. The rain should stop by mid-morning. Going to have sun breaking through this afternoon.
All right. Well, you got to see what Drake May could be. And you can talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Definitely curious about your thoughts. What did you see? What would you have liked to have seen when it comes to Drake May and his debut? 617-779-7937 is the number if you want to call, or you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937, and we will be back from Gillette with this morning's leads coming up next.